Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February the 22nd, 1924, Barbados defeated Trinidad at the conclusion of a four-day intercolonial match held at Kensington Oval by 135 runs. Barbados had fielded a star-studded team for the match. It included George Chaloner, who was recognised as the first great West Indian batsman. Also in the team during that match was one of George's three cricketing brothers, Robert Chaloner, and three other men who played for the West Indies Test side: Harold Austin, ELG Teddy Hoad, and one of the first great fast bowlers for the West Indies, Herman Griffith. Harold Austin was captain of the Barbados team. He had made his debut for Barbados at the tender age of 17 in 1895, and captained the West Indies touring teams to England in 1906 and 1923. He played regularly for Barbados for over 30 years, eventually retiring in 1926. Among his many accomplishments, he was elected to the House of Assembly in 1915 and was a serving member of the House at the time of this match against Trinidad in 1924. He later served as Speaker of the House. In their first innings, Barbados's strong batting lineup made a modest total of 145, but then restricted Trinidad to just 127. In the second innings, Barbados managed to post 200 runs, but then skittled out Trinidad on the final day for 83. The chief destroyer for Barbados was Herman Griffith, who finished with 10 wickets for 78 in the match. Though the margin of victory for Barbados was impressive, it disguises the remarkable contribution to the match of one young Trinidadian player, the future West Indian cricketing great, Leary Constantine. Constantine took 10 wickets for 70 runs in the match, including a remarkable 8 for 38 in the second innings. He was also Trinidad's top scorer in the second innings, with 25 runs. Leary Constantine would go on to carve out a cricketing career in Lancashire leagues in England. Later, he was a major figure in the struggle against racial discrimination, served as Trinidad's High Commissioner to London, and became Britain's first black peer. Those who witnessed Barbados's victory over Trinidad on this day in 1924 were privileged to see some of the earliest pioneers and heroes of West Indies cricket in action.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.